pasta and get ice cream on Jose like today.
Anyway. So you were saying you moved here 8 years ago. You moved into the Blairs.
Moved into the Blairs. And I just remember my first day stepping out, and I counted 5 languages that I heard, and I knew I was home because I grew up in Guatemala, and culture is really important to me, having an influx of a lot of different kinds of people. And so I haven't left. I've been in the Tacoma Park, Silver Spring area since then.
I'm a Maryland native. I'm actually from Columbia, Maryland, and I had left for a little while, and I came back, was living in Baltimore, and then I was back in Columbia for a minute, and then moved to, Rockville, North Bethesda for a couple years, and it was during that time period when I went back to school, and when I went back to school and met this lady here and a couple other friends who were living actually in Silver Spring, I was starting to spend more time here. Matt and I were going to be moving, and we decided that we kind of wanted to get out of where we were and get somewhere that seemed vibrant and more cost-effective and was more of a pivot point for us, that we'd be able to have a vibrant life where we were living and also be able to access all the people we loved that were, in Baltimore, in Virginia, in D.C. All of our people were kind of in this, big flower from here. And so we moved to Silver Spring in, I think it was 2011, and we've been really happy here. So we stayed and we bought a house last year, and we love it. So we'll be around for a while, and happily. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
My husband and I didn't want to live in a small shoebox in D.C., and we wanted, but we had both gotten jobs in D.C., and so kind of settled on Silver Spring because it seemed a little bit more our speed, and we just really liked it. We've lived here for 8 years now, so probably going to stick around for a lot longer.
Okay. Can you guys tell me about Third Space Wellness?
I'll tell you a lot about
Third Space was a creation that first happened between Rachel and I when we met in our grad program in acupuncture school. And we were thinking about places where we wanted to practice acupuncture after we graduated, and we couldn't find a place that suited where we wanted to practice. We didn't want to practice in a place that felt like our grandmother's herb shop or something really homey like that. And so we both came from advertising and business backgrounds, and we were like, how would Apple do it? You know, how would Lululemon be doing this? And so we had grand ideas, and we like business and organizational approaches, and so we started planning. And I'd say about 8 to 10 to 12 months into the planning, we were looking for the perfect third wheel to be a tiebreaker between our decisions and to add some depth of expertise to acupuncturists. And Sam was my friend and neighbor who I'd known for about 8 years, who I met in Silver Spring at Gold's Gym when she was my yoga teacher, when she first started teaching yoga. And she's also has a background in marketing and business law in her undergrad, and she's a government contractor, and so we knew she had a solid head on her shoulders.
Or something.
Or yeah. Something like that. She could fake it.
Yeah.
And so we started talking, and she would be like, yeah, community, wellness. So one day we were like, do you want to do this with us?
One day we finally courted her.
She was like, yeah.
It was like we were all waiting for the perfect moment to actually be like, so formally, yes?
Right. I'll be with you just 1 second.
Sure, thank you.
So wait, we're serious about this? Yeah, so
now we have our 3 legs of a solid stool.
So we started our LLC last April, and Sam joined us around last October-ish. Last fall, And so Rachel and I are practicing acupuncture in downtown Silver Spring, and Sam can practice one-on-one yoga in downtown Silver Spring. And our vision is to have an actual third space, which was inspired by the book The Great Good Place, which is about the first place being home, the second place being work, and these third spaces are where ideas happen, where community meets, people can actually come together and find each other and collaborate and create the living of life. And so we landed on the name Third Space, inspired by that. So we're looking for a space. We're looking for a wellness center where we can not just practice acupuncture, not just be a yoga studio, but offer a living space where there's nutrition support, there's all kinds of other lifestyle support, workshops, education.
Mm-hmm. Opportunities for people to be together. I mean, it's one thing to say, if you just offer a space, like, the community will come. But that's not... There are a lot of people out there that don't have a community that are looking for people that they can be in life with. And one of the ways that we're not good at, at least in our opinion, in our massive culture of today's day and age.
My name's Terry. I'm going to be taking care of you. So I'm sorry that we're on a late night menu at this point. We just shut down part of the kitchen about an hour before it closed.
Mm-hmm.
But can I get you guys started off some in a drink? Or?
I'll just take a Daily Crisis IPA.
Certainly.
I think maybe just water for you guys.
Water is great for me. Thank you.
Do you guys want more on?
No, that's fine. I may or may not want dessert, but we'll see.
If you guys have decided on anything to eat, by all means, I can grab that right now as well.
We're good.
We're right, thank you.
We're good.
Okay.
Thanks. There are a lot of institutions that are actually excellent at creating communities. Like college campuses are great at creating community. Summer camps are good, notoriously, at like generating people to be in community with each other. There are certain aspects of medicine where people kind of rally around creating a community, like you have breast cancer walks and you have like autism communities and various things, but what we don't do well as a culture is be in wellness together and share the wisdom that like I've learned or that Joy learned or that Sam learned or that person X or Y learned with one another about how to get ahead of these things before they show up, and we have to have a walk about it. So one of the things we really want to do in creating community is not just give people a place to be together and sit together, and it's really about like how can we rally together around being a community of people who actually are thriving, and how do we share information about how that happens, and how do we do it in a safe way where you may be nervous because you don't have that many friends, or you just moved here, or you're having a baby and your family lives on the other side of the world, but like there are people here to help you do that. And we're going to help you make it easy to do that and engage you with those people so you're not kind of showing up at the coffee shop by yourself hoping somebody says hi. That's what's missing in medicine today. That's what's missing in wellness. So that's what we're looking to create.
When I first moved to Maryland from New Jersey, I spent 3 years not really having any friends and just kind of wondering, where the fuck is everyone? What are they doing? Where are they hanging out? I want to be there. And so you either go to a bar, which is a little weird because they're always going to assume you're being picked up and you talk to someone randomly. Mm-hmm. And then there's the gym. But, you know, like, not everyone goes to the gym, not everyone goes to a bar, because not everyone drinks. And so what I'm excited about is building a place kind of like the crosshairs where people can go, where we're going to have, you know, events where people can be like yoga happy hour or something like that. So people can go do that, or if it's a non-drinking event, it can be a talk about wellness. So a place where like you might remotely meet people you like in a kind of in a more facilitated way, instead of me kind of just struggling along. And you know, I happened to meet Joy as a teacher. I happened to meet someone before that who talked me into becoming a yoga teacher. But those are all just coincidences. but it still took 3 years to happen. We live in an area where people move in based on who the president is. So I feel like even here, it's ripe for that, people looking. When I have a yoga class, I'll ask my students, do you want to get together after this? We can go and do something. And very rarely are people like, no, I just want to go here and ignore the rest of you forever. People are looking to be part of something and talk to people, find out a little bit more about what people are doing. So,
yeah, that's what we found too in treating our patients when we started out practicing, is the type of person that is seeking out acupuncture and the type of person that's seeking out yoga and the type of person who's seeking out self-care type of stuff is a really cool person. I mean, these are like smart people who have badass jobs and are trying to make it. They live away from their family if they've transplanted here, or they have a big burden on their shoulders, or they're managing people who they're struggling how to be compassionate, brilliant people in the world. So they seek out help in the form of a yoga class or acupuncture or something else. And so when what we found is going to get acupuncture ourselves, or even medical offices, or even going to yoga class, it was really hard to meet the other people there who were going for the same services. And so that's what we think is missing, is all these amazing people who are going to get these services. How can we create a connector between them so that they have stuff in common, so that we can throw a topic out there, whether it's a yoga happy hour or how to brew your own beer or how to shop at the farmer's market and eat local seasonal food, there are other people who will come and be attracted to that topic, and then the connecting of those people will, they will then have someone to drive them to the hospital when they get sick, or
bring them soup,
go running with them on Sunday morning down Rock Creek Parkway, or
go to the grocery store because they both decided they don't want to eat as much sugar and they have no idea how to shop for it and they don't want to go alone.
That's stuff happened like that for us, and so we think Silver Spring is ripe for connecting people, sort of like what you're doing, and that's our vision.
That's our vision. And then another part of it, too, because you tend to find, not everywhere, there are a lot of, like, integrative clinics popping up where you happen to have people that have various levels of expertise, like, operating within the same, under the same roof, but one of the things that, again, is, like, ripe for development is like, no, I'd like to practice with you. Like, I don't want to come to work and see, oh, there's another acupuncturist down the hall or some nutritionist or a physical therapist or whoever it is and be like, hi, good to see you. Like, I want to work with you. Like, I want to hear about how are you talking to your patients? Like, what can I learn about what you're asking your patients that would serve my patients, and where are you struggling, and here's where I'm struggling, do you have ideas about that, or I actually think this person could use both of us. That kind of conversation is very challenging in the models that we're all running in, whereas like health and well-being are concerned, where it's like difficult to get the person you see about your diabetes to talk to the person that you see for acupuncture, to talk to the person that you see for like your GI testing once a year. Like, they're not in a communication structure with each other, and it's actually difficult to forge it. We want to create a place where that's easy to do. It's easier for me to like come to work and like be with my colleagues who all have different levels of expertise, who have something to offer the patients I serve, and we have something to offer each other in growing as people who offer these services. So that's another aspect of it, is like really having community from the inside out and the outside in. It's happening at all levels of the organization, and it's happening in a way that, like Joy said, doesn't feel like my grandmother's cozy guest bedroom, and it doesn't feel like a really sterile clinic where like I'm not sure I should touch anything outside of like the napkin that I'm wearing in the cold room that I'm sitting on the table in. Like, those are not places, you know, where these types of engagements are going to be able to happen. So we're trying to create something that suits the changing needs of the population and suits the changing needs of the healthcare conversation and suits the changing needs of people feeling lonely, and create one place where all of that happens.
And what kind of blows my mind is that there are websites of people talking about their treatments and sharing information that way. Like, instead of relying on their doctors and trusting their, whatever their diagnosis is, they're turning to, like, the internet to find other people and find out, like, well, what treatment have you got for this disease? Like, we can have that, like, in person. People that, like, you trust, you know, like, oh, I have that same problem. How did you fix it? You know, like, what worked for you? What didn't work for you? We need that. And these websites are thriving. There's hundreds, thousands of people turn to them all the time with their symptoms, you know, and Google it and, like, oh, what did this other person do? We can do that in person. Here.
Yeah.
Like, with people who are experiencing it.
And Sam, you're pointing to another point, we could go on forever, about that we realized also that one path is not the same path for everyone. So
Yes. Just
because I learned Chinese medicine doesn't mean everybody needs Chinese medicine. Just because you teach yoga doesn't mean yoga's the answer for everyone.
Right.
You know?
I mean, it could be.
It's
close.
I mean, we love what we do, and it's very possible. But we love what we do, and I don't want to be so arrogant as to say, like, you never need to go to a general doctor again. You know, like, just come to me. I can fix all your problems.
Right.
To me, the method is help. So however we can provide help in living life
well,
easier and well, and finding other people to do life with is more the point than getting you cured of all your diseases.
Right. Or that we did it with the colonic versus, like, the eating well for 30 days, for example. You know, it's like, no. Whichever one works for you is great.
That's,
you know,
why,
like,
we want to have several things under one roof.
Right.
Nutrition, Ryan Club, Knitting Club.
Yeah. One of our teachers that Joy and I have had since day one is literate, and I think she's said this on a couple of occasions. Her name is Diane Connolly, is medicine is whatever helps. And that is laughter, and that is maybe needles, it's deep breathing, it's good food, it's having somebody to hug you. People don't get touched enough in the world if they don't have a partner or they don't live by family. Like, it could be... Some people get touched too much.
On the metro.
Yeah. It could be hand sanitizer. No, but, you know, it really is. It's like whatever helps, and it might be finding a new friend to brew beer with or cook soup with. It might be that I touch your feet once a week because you come see me, and those are the points I use. But that what everybody needs for medicine is different, and being able to offer a variety of that in a safe place, that's important.
Awesome.
Are you ready to come to our wellness center?
I mean, you guys definitely are. Like, you know, I've seen... I saw the video that you guys did on Kickstarter. I've seen the website, and so I have some idea of what's going on, but it's really interesting to me to hear you paint it in the context of, like, what... It's not just, like... And, I mean, maybe I say this because I'm Silver Spring-centric, but it's not just what's going on in Silver Spring, but it's, like, what is the conversation in health?
Mm-hmm.
What's the conversation in wellness?
Mm-hmm.
And what's the conversation in... community, insofar as, like, there are certain industries where that have been conducive to this model,
mm-hmm,
for years now, but it's like just synthesizing the two. It's like, why aren't we doing this in the health community? I mean, your point about the website and, like, people going on to forums and talking to strangers online about problems is a good indicator of, like, underlying problems,
mm-hmm,
that we have as a community.
Yeah, and something that you're pointing to that I would love to interject is that if you look at, even in Silver Spring, all the up-and-coming websites that we've talked about tonight, about co-working sites and Caldi's Coffee and Kepa Cafe, if you look at their mission statements, we're all talking about the same thing.
really it's like a place to build community. You know, everybody says it a little bit differently. And so you're pointing to exactly something that we're doing is just meshing the health conversation into that.
Sure.
So there are plenty of people offering community, and we love that. And Silver Spring can do more of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, plenty of room for a ton of that.
I was having, I was experiencing some tingling in my fingers, so I was really nervous about that. So I got to my doctor, and he said, "Well, try this, and if it doesn't work, you'll have to come back and take the Guantanamo Bay of testing." Like his exact words. I'm like, okay. And so I was nervous about that. And then I was talking to a friend about it, and she said, I've had that too. Why don't you try taking some B12? And so I did, and it went away. And, you know, if I hadn't talked to her, if I didn't know her, if she didn't have that same experience, I would have, you know, gone through this rigorous, painful testing for no reason. That would have been expensive, that would have cost, and who knows what that would have resulted in and led to, when really it was just, I was just B12 deficient.
Not enough spam.
Yeah. Yeah, or Vienna sausage, I don't know.
You know?
Yeah.
Maybe we have to go cow.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. But it always kind of blows my mind, right?
Yeah. No, it's what we learn from each other. That's priceless, and it gets lost. It's getting lost in the very busy doctor's offices where people aren't talking to each other, and that's unfortunate.
And we also know women our age who are in their 30s who work on the Hill and who don't live close to their mothers and who are thinking about getting pregnant for the first time, and they don't have any support for that.
No, thank you.
And they're disconnected and feeling alone. And so that's a common theme, is the transient population in this area, young professionals who work in DC, and people who are especially in their 30s who are trying life for the first time and having babies and getting married or getting divorced for the first time.
Buying houses, losing jobs, gaining jobs.
And with that, health implications come. And there's an opportunity to connect people who are going through those transitions in life also. That's missing. Mm-hmm. We could do more of that.
And I just don't think Silver Spring has that right now. Right. I mean, I think there are pockets of that happening,
mm-hmm.
but not really to the extent that it could be, mm-hmm. right? On East-West Highway, there are like these 8 high-rise mm-hmm. apartment buildings, and everyone goes to work or they come home. Maybe they'll go to the gym, but that's it. There's no outdoor space. They come home to their little box, and that's it. And, you know, that's not living.
Yeah.
Like, who would want to do that?
Yeah.
I don't know, as humans, if we're designed to live like that.
We're not designed.
So,
are you sure? 80-year-old mama?
There's the internet. Some people need a little bit more than the internet.
And bingo.
And bingo.
And bingo. Yeah, so.
I know that now Third Space doesn't exist yet in terms of physical space.
In terms of physical, well, right. We don't have Third Space Wellness as its own freestanding location.
That's true.
Yeah, we're practicing our services, acupuncture and yoga.
Gonna share.
Group acupuncture, wellness consulting, inside of a place that we rent on Georgia Avenue.
Where is it?
8701 Georgia Avenue in the Zalco building, suite 401. And we're suite sharing with some really amazing mental health care professionals, actually.
So we work there all week. And we want a space where we can open that up and offer yoga classes, workshops, and invite in. We've got a wait list of people that we want to work with and who want to work with us, who are nutrition counselors, health coaches, running club coordinators, you know, and these are people who have regular jobs and who are health mm-hmm. conscious and want to connect.
So what is there any plan right now insofar as Are there any potential spaces that you're looking at, or is there any idea of like an opening date? What could people expect in terms of there being something physical?
Yeah.
That people can come to in terms of the third space.
We've looked at some incredible spaces in downtown Silver Spring, walkable from the metro, first floor, like retail access level, that we're super excited about. We will move on those when we have the capital available to do it. And so that actually that's where we've been focusing outside of our practices and like offering like the happy hour that we had in January and doing that part of our business, we've been focusing a lot of our efforts on generating the capital that will allow us to gather in that space and open those doors. So it's just in the past, during February and March is where we'll be spending our time, correct me if you want to jump in here, on sort of looking at, okay, where are we with our capital? We've had some really great conversations happening with people about that may have access to money or know where we can continue to look to gain that capital. And we'll be kind of like pulling the reins in on that so that we can look at that and say, okay, now from here, what's the strategic move ahead? You know, do we sign a lease that we've looked at? Do we need to scale back? Do we need to be in a couple of different places? Like, how do we do this? And so we're like in the journey, literally,
we're still
right
looking
now.
For funding.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we've got prospects lined up. We have a funding goal, and we have specific actions that we're taking to achieve that. We hope it's in 2014. That's our goal.
Mm-hmm.
2014, it's a big goal.
Nice and vague.
In the meantime, we are offering our services as a third space in a different way. So a third space is, in a mobile definition of the word, offering home parties or residential services, for example, in apartment buildings or condo buildings. Like, we can go there and offer yoga classes, community acupuncture sessions, that kind of a thing. So it's like we can come to you within it, and we sort of want to stick to our neighborhood, and we're going outside College Park area, outside in Maryland, and we're sinking our roots into connections with people like yourself to find out who's who in Silver Spring and who's already doing what and who is in the community mindset.
And
that we want to connect with.
Yeah, and like who has a third space that they're already operating in right now that we can come and bring something to? Like, we were really, really fortunate to be able to partner with Scion to have this event to like bring in the new year and get people talking with each other and connecting with each other and looking at what their goals were to design like the best year that they've ever had for themselves. So we're doing, like, we went to Scion and did that at Scion's place, which is a great place to gather with a group of friends or group of strangers who you're hoping become your friends. So that's sort of like how we've been mobilizing in the meantime.
Awesome. I do want to be very clear that, again, this is going to be edited, so if there's anything that, if I ask a question or anything and you're like, we're not talking about that, then we don't have to talk about it, and I'm not going to include that in the, you know what I mean?
Totally.
I don't think any questions are going to go in that direction, but just as an aside.
Thanks.
We're just going to keep it positive. Okay, that's a lot that we covered.
Yeah.
So our sales pitch is, we can come to your organization or your home or your place of residence and provide services.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, realistically,
we're doing that now.
A 1-hour wellness retreat for staff in somebody's office, that kind of thing.
So yeah.
That's the interim.
Okay. Okay, this is like a totally different segue now.
Great.
But
we'll run there with you.
Are you going to ask us our politics?
So how do you guys feel about Mitt Romney? You guys have been in Silver Spring for a while, and you sounds like you've got a lot of you have a goal, and it sounds like you're taking a lot of different steps to get there. So in terms of Silver Spring itself, since you guys have been here, you're in the middle of a pretty changing climate.
Absolutely.
as of this point right now, from when you moved here, what have you seen change in Silver Spring?
Not enough.
We've seen new restaurants open,
yeah,
which are community points. I mean, like, really, it's just in the last 6 months that we've gotten some exciting, new, fresh places come on the scene. And there's still so much that's missing, that we don't have a place where we want to do a lot of our yoga. There's a couple places, you know, that we don't have a place where we can go.
But I still find myself leaving Silver Spring to do.
Right. There's certain aspects of literally shopping. Like, I have to get this particular thing I need for my dishes, and I find myself leaving Silver Spring for that because Giant doesn't carry it, and Target is in Wheaton or Rockville. So there are actually some things that I do find myself leaving. I'm starting to notice that people are starting to look at each other more. Like I'll be out in, you know, in the, like, teenage bliss of a Saturday evening walking by the movie theater in our city center. And, you know, like, the teens are doing their thing. That's cool. But I am starting to, like, make a little bit better eye contact, I feel like, with people. I don't feel like people are as, I don't know. I feel like there's starting to be some, what do you call that? There's lots of different people around here. I might look at you and just kind of nod or let you go first in the street before I cross, like, that light turned walk sign. Go ahead. Like, there's a little bit more of that, I feel, since I've moved down here. A lot of different diversity, or, like, eating next to each other in restaurants more and shopping in the same aisles as each other at the grocery store. Like, I think that just being in Whole Foods, like, over the past 3 years, like, the demographic is more appropriate. Like, it's not so, I have no better word than homogeneous. Like, that's the only word I have right now. You can edit in a better one if you have one. But, like, I am noticing, like, when I'm at, like, Whole Foods especially, because, I mean, we could all make fun of it or love it or both. Actually, it's like there's a lot more people that look different than me, that are speaking different languages, that are, like, wearing different clothes, that I think are doing different things in the world than I am, that I'm like, oh, wow, I don't think I saw you in this store, like, 3 years ago. And I think that's kind of exciting, that we're being together more. But maybe I missed it 3 years ago.
Well, I feel like Silver Spring is becoming cooler, right? And I don't know if it's just because now I'm paying attention more, but I'm excited about the restaurants that are opening.
Yeah.
I feel like people are hanging out in Silver Spring
not
instead
leaving
of leaving
to go to DC as much.
Yeah, I mean, like, there's just a lot of things going on that I'm just like, oh, great, I don't have to leave town. I can do these things. And so, even on, on Twitter, on my personal account, you know, like, I'm located in Washington, D.C. It's just no one was really talking about Silver Spring. But even on Twitter, I'm seeing that now events are happening. Even with the AFI, you know, which I feel like was really the only exciting thing that Silver Spring was proud of, right? AFI. But now, like, people are talking about all these other cool events are happening in Silver Spring.
Festivals that are really well attended. Like, I think I accidentally ran into, like, the jazz festival this summer. Of course, I didn't look at the website to see it was happening.
Right.
I'm terrible at that.
Yeah.
Had I talked to one of them first, they would have been like, actually, if you're bored, this is what's going on. But I, like, walked down. I think I was, like, trying to get dinner. Matt and I went downtown, and I was like, whoa, there's, like, a gazillion people here, like, with their children, with their friends, with their, like, with their people hanging out, listening to music on a beautiful summer night. Like, it was pretty awesome. It was lively.
That's what's
lovely.
Getting traction now. I think the seeds were planted a while ago, and I think what's gaining traction is our generation of late 20s, 30s, 40s are taking ownership of the direction of Silver Spring. It feels like there are innovative ideas being just started, you know, like ideas or events are just getting thrown into Silver Spring that by Silver Springers and Tacoma Parkers, you know, that it's finally like we're tired of other people doing it in other towns around us, so we're just gonna fucking do it ourselves. And it's awesome.
And the build, I mean, I've seen just like the buildings are going up more. I mean, like space that was empty is not empty. Things are getting refaced. I feel like there's a lot of life being like poured into the concrete here, which, you know, has its, you have like high rises. That's good and bad. It depends on the day. Like, what perspective am I looking at? But there's like tons of places for residents to come move in that were not here when I was apartment searching like 4 years ago. That I think is really exciting.
I was skeptical about Civic Center when they were just talking about it. You know, I was like, I don't know why I was. I mean, anything was better than the AstroTurf that was there. but it's great. People sit and they gather and they go ice skating. The Benson Street Market is there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we've looked into using the services, using the space as a, doing a community weekend event, you know? So it's accessible.
Okay, so what what do you guys, what would you say you love about Silver Spring?
It's not DC and it's not Bethesda. Don't say that.
I really want to include that. I really do.
Say that.
Not that we don't love DC and Bethesda, but it's not.
It's home, you know?
I do feel at home.
I do. I don't feel like I'm intruding on people when I'm here. Like, I belong here.
It's your place. It's your
place.
Yeah,
again, I'm a third world kid. I grew up comfortable with every nationality around me and every language, so that's what makes me feel comfortable here is that I can't understand a lot of people. Feel at home.
I think mine's a little different. I actually really love that I have this like urban suburban life here. Like I love that I can drive to the grocery store or walk. I love that I can drive to the movies or walk. I love that I can hop on the highway and go see other people I love, or that they can hop on the highway or 29 and come see me, and that's easy to do. I feel like I'm in an epicenter of life and I can like reach within that epicenter to have what I want to do. Like I can have a like delicious meal. I can take friends out somewhere. I can like paint pottery with people I care about. Like I can do all that here, and I can easily have others come and I can easily go to them. And I really appreciate that. Like I really appreciate that it's not like I have to take the subway to get my groceries, but I could like walk or take the bus, and I like having that. And I like that I have kids playing on the street that I live on, but I'm on Georgia Avenue right on the other side of those houses. And there's something to me that's really, really cool about being in the in-between of that urban city life and that suburban sprawl that I find really, really unique to this area that I haven't seen in other places. That feels very alive to me, and yet when I drive home at night, it's very cozy. So there's both, and that's really cool. I like that I can go to a museum in DC. I like that I can go to the harbor in Baltimore, and I like that I can like catch an amazing show of music or a really incredible movie at AFI. Like that is to me ideal. I wouldn't want to live outside of the metropolitan area because I care about those things so much, and this affords me the opportunity to do all of it in a really comfortable way with really good people, like really, really good people around me. And that's pretty cool. Like that's a pretty awesome thing to be able to say in my younger years as opposed to like my, you know, oh, wish I had done it differently sort of thing. Like, I'm happy that I'm doing it now. Here.
You just need an arcade bar and I would never leave Silver Spring. Ever.
Yeah.
Okay. we kind of touched on this a little bit, but what do you dislike about Silver Spring?
Occasionally the traffic and the potholes. That bothers me. We need
shitty
to pay.
Shitty place mall.
We've got shitty place mall. We've got to cover up some of those potholes.
Shitty place mall.
I refuse to edit that. You can ask as much as you want.
Yeah, those potholes kill me. And I don't like it when people aren't kind to each other on the road. That's a Maryland issue, but I actually notice it a lot in Silver Spring, where we're, like, all too happy to cut each other off at, like, in the middle of rush hour. It's like, where are you going? We're all stuck. Let's be kind. We're all here. Let's just hang out here together. I think that's missing.
There are not enough third spaces.
There are not enough third spaces. I think I'd like to see even more restaurants that are not chains come up through here. I'd really appreciate that. And at the same time, I'd really like a Target. I mean, I need both, man. I need both.
You can't have your cake and eat it too.
I need my big box and I need my independent mom and pops. So
I think it's like a game to be like, I need Post-its. Where can I shop local to find Post-its?
Yeah.
Who would find
Oh, CVS is
Can I
out.
Get them at Caribou Coffee?
Right, that would be amazing, right?
So, I think we need a garden store.
Yeah, we totally...
Is there a garden store in Silver Spring?
Not that I'm aware of. That would be awesome. I mean, there's Strassnyder's, but...
There's one that's right before 495 on
Kensington.
Georgia.
Oh, wait. Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
By the New York Bakery.
Yeah, a little bit further down from there, but yeah.
Oh, still open?
Actually, you know what? I think they are. I think they are. But you know what is... Oh, really? What is missing, actually, is... I could say what's missing or what I don't like. I actually don't like that there's this sort of, like... There's all this... you have City Center, and then there's, like... You get out to, like, Woodside Deli, and it's, like, something just... Like, the life died in between there. I don't know why... The city hasn't like this. The feel of having access to closer to the highway. Like, why there seems to be this dense space between our city center and Wheaton when there's actually some really cool stuff along the way. So that I think is a missing that we could do better about as a community and like getting our. I have no better way to say it than getting our chi out there. Like. Our chi seems really concentrated in certain parts of the city, and it's, like, not fluid, which you wouldn't see in, like, New York or Chicago or, you know, some of the other places that are awesome, too.
Another thing that's wrong is the parking center at the Metro Center.
Oh, God.
The botched concrete.
You know?
I know.
It's never going to open.
Is it really never going to open? Pizza! We need more pizza and better
no,
New York.
We don't.
Yeah, we need better.
We have Pachis. That's
no,
all we need.
No, that's not what you order to your house for greasy, like, Friday night carryout pizza.
We have Papa John's.
No, that is not what
delicious.
I'm talking about, like, a mom-and-pop legit pizza place.
We have pizza movers.
Okay.
Oh, that's to come.
I don't know what you're talking
about. You might throw up, but it's okay for us.
No, I mean, really, like a Timmy. Everywhere should have a New York style pizza place to me. That's not like
that Metro
pizza.
Center is a freaking disaster. It is. I mean, we watch the every day. My coworkers and I, because I used to work at NOAA, just stare at it every day. Like, why are they just standing there? They're not doing anything. Just standing there. I think they're having a meeting about standing there.
That sucks.
Yeah.
I don't think we have enough murals.
They would have, like, every 2 o'clock there'd be some explosion going on, you know, like, because they're excavating, and the whole building shakes. That's how everyone knew it was 2 o'clock.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is an eyesore.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be something big.
More
like
green.
There were
going to
be stores, that it was going to be awesome and epic, and it's not turning out to be that.
Yeah, that's true. Green space. We could use a little more green space.
It's coming.
It is?
In 10 years.
Oh.
The development of the Blairs. It's going to be gorgeous.
Oh.
12 years.
Are we going to lose parking?
Yeah.
Yeah, parking is a problem.
Not really.
You have
to
pay.
What parking?
Because when you're... This is what I mean. Not at night. It's no problem.
Where?
But during the day, it is expensive. It's expensive and exhausting to check your phone meter thing all the time to have to park around here.
Thank you. Not compared to D.C.
I'm not talking about D.C. I'm talking about Silver Spring. You know what I mean? Like, you're right, but I don't care. Like, I want people to be able to come, like, shop here and hang out here and it not be, like, a big pain in the ass for that to happen. Like, you know, driving up to, like, the seventh level of some parking garage and paying, like, a lot of money. I mean, it's a very city thing to happen, but I love having some more parking spots. It's helpful. Makes it easier on people to come here so they don't freak out when they have to come.
We have a scary gun shop.
That's nice.
Yeah, and a scary tattoo shop.
That's right.
Yeah, right next to the scary bookstore.
Yeah. There's a scary bookstore there? I didn't know about the bookstore.
I walked in and I heard the owner rant and rave about, Noble rant about Barnes & Noble and how it's idiots that just shop there for books.
Idiots reading.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go.
I don't know how much room we have for this, because you guys also touched on this, but what would make Silver Spring better?
Us.
More yoga studios.
Let me think about that. I do love what you're going to be doing with your website, so that there's
line.
A central place for information. What?
Sorry.
What'd you say?
The purple line.
How about bowling?
Bowling.
No, closer.
Like real bowling.
But yeah, Purple Line. I like that. Yeah, dude, I'd really like to be able to, yeah, Metro. It can be taxing when it doesn't go where you want it to go. That would solve the parking problem.
I think it would be nice if, you know, businesses would talk to each other.
Yeah.
And work together and, you know, it kind of boils down to community, and I want people to talk to each other and
know each other.
Yeah, yes, and know each other.
I wanted to feel like we may be a city, but it would be nice if it had that town feel of people being like, hey, Bob.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
How are the kids? Awesome. Yeah, the dog's great. You know, like, that would be lovely.
Yeah.
And,
you know, in businesses that are in the community, not like a chain, you know, like the owner lives nearby and he comes home and he knows his customers and things like that. You know, I mean, I used to work in Lower Manhattan and I would come into this place and this guy like knew what I was ordering. Like I would walk into the door and he would already start making it before I even said anything to him. Like
that,
great.
That we need more of that.
You feel seen, you feel remembered, and you know, like
you're part of your community.
Has not happened here.
Well, and there's still a lot of, there is a lot of, like, ships passing in the night between people, not just from the businesses, but it's like if I'm walking home from work and somebody else is, like, getting on the bus to go home from work, like, we're not necessarily, like, we might at least be starting to acknowledge each other with eye contact, but there's, like, definitely, I feel there's still a pretty decent, there's too much space between people of like varying neighborhoods or varying socioeconomic situations or like job situations, and I'd like to see a community where like those barriers of getting to know one another don't exist anymore. Where we're like, okay, I walk by you every day and you're getting on the bus and I'm walking by the bus, and like it's cool that maybe we don't even speak the same language, but like to have some comfortability with that. All of us here in these various situations like live here together, and how do we do that together? How do we break down the walls that inevitably some of these like socioeconomic or language barriers or all these like little things that just by nature of demographics being what they are tend to segregate people from getting to know each other? How do we not have those? And I don't know the answer to that, but I know that I notice it.
We can use more art installations.
Yeah.
More places for artists to
create things.
Yeah.
More kids walking around with violins and like flutes and yeah, totally. Also that. I love that.
Maybe we can have zombie walks twice a year.
Yeah.
love to host a local artist's artwork, maybe in our space.
Yeah.
Unless it's porn.
Not porn.
Yeah. More excuses for people to leave their house and gather here in Silver Spring.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How about if when you guys go out in Silver Spring, where would somebody typically find you?
I'm at Whole
Caldi's.
Foods a lot.
Yeah, Caldi's, where they're like, every day this week, friends. Caldi's is great. I'm not kidding, I'm at Whole Foods a lot. I have to do a lot of grocery shopping often, and I'm there often. I feel like I live in that parking lot.
Sometimes. I'd be at the AFI.
Yes.
AFI.
You're at the AFI. We're at 8701 Georgia also. You can find me. I do love like being at like Ulta or CVS in the makeup aisle. That's one place I hang out.
Getting a milkshake at Potbelly.
Oh yeah, milkshakes. Anywhere
in
a Dega. Oh yeah, love a Dega. Matt and I frequent Copper Canyon Grill a lot. I love it there. It's delicious.
Love Strassniners.
Oh my god, I love Strassniners. I was just there yesterday on the phone with you. It's amazing.
They're so helpful.
I know. I love that place.
That egg where they're like, if they don't have it, you don't need it. So if
it's
I go somewhere
true.
And they don't have it, I'm like, well, clearly I didn't need it. So, sorry.
I go there to talk to people because I know that I'll go in.
And they're so helpful. They're
and
really
like
friendly.
Somebody will walk up to me like, do you need help? I might need a doorknob.
I do. I love
and they will point you to the doorknob.
They will.
And they will help you find
yeah,
the doorknob.
They will. Yeah.
Where else?
Also City Sports. I will go to City Sports.
I like City Sports. You can find me these days when I'm at yoga. I'm at my gym, Washington Sports Club. But I'm looking forward to taking more Sam's classes soon.
Well, I'm not allowed in City Sports because I can't get a gym. I can't get another gym membership.
Oh.
So, and I don't teach there.
Yeah. Oh, sometimes I'm over at Parkway Deli picking up like hamantaschen or chicken noodle soup. That's delicious. That soup is really great. That's good stuff. That's really good stuff. And Staples. I frequent Staples also. I like to hang out there sometimes. Looking at post-it notes. They're amazing. I really do love Office Supplies. those are pretty. I mean, we've been out and about sometimes. That's kind of, I don't know. So we're often at my kitchen table also. That's in Silver Spring.
Or we're talking to the guy in the brown robes,
mm-hmm.
walking around Silver Spring.
Joyous.
Yeah, joyous, yeah. Not me. I'm worried he's going to do magic on me.
How about in, are there any hidden gems in Silver Spring? Things that are, like, just awesome and not enough people know about it?
You know, the food places?
Okay, I'm still looking for the spring. I'm like,
Acorn Park. Yeah.
I go over there and I walk around, like, when I have, like, a friend in town and I, like look to see if there's possibly any mica water left. I'm not kidding. I'm like desperately looking for the source of the spring at Acorn Park. I think that's a gem even though it's not really flowing and springy. Like I think that's a really cool historical feature and I like reading the plaques a lot. That's like walking through the city and like reading the historical plaques I think is like totally a hidden gem thing to do. It's not like a place pull in the wall to go, but I think it's just a really awesome thing to get to know the city that way.
Muranko's ice cream.
St. Andrew's Bingo.
Oh, the tire place.
St. Andrew's Bingo.
Wait, no.
Tires
legit.
At Silver Spring.
That place on you sent me to get help with my tire.
The dude.
Oh my god, he was amazing.
And knows about tires.
But also wished me a happy new year for Rosh Hashanah, and I really appreciated
love
it.
Love him.
That's a great tire shop for real. That's a hidden gem. It may sound weird, but it's a hidden gem. Other crisp and juicy can sometimes be a hidden gem. I'm not gonna lie about it.
the name.
Okay.
It's a
Jack,
shame.
I know, but the name.
Jack and Sidecar, don't tell DC. It'll be fine.
Sidebar.
I call it Sidecar. But it's Sidebar.
You know where I'm trying to, where I keep forgetting to go, but I want to go, is that little health food store next to the Sketchy Gun and Tattoo place?
That's oh, like, yeah, we've been there.
It looks cool. Is it cool?
No.
Okay.
No.
Edit that
out.
Love you.
Yeah.
What is it? The South Silver Spring, right by the Acorn Park, has a little festival every year. That's fun.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Right by Shelly's apartment.
She has some cool, they have some cool, like, artwork down there. I mean, like, the way that the building, the sculptures are cool over there.
I mean, unfortunately, Roundhouse Theater is closing.
What?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
There was something about the, like, the lease or something.
Mm. What are some other gems? Oh, David's Cafe is a little gem. Love that.
Smoothies.
Yeah, good smoothies, and it's got like really good eggs and sausage. It's like this cute little place that's, you know, David's Cafe? Love that place. He's
Where
so sweet.
That?
That's on Spring Street in 1300 Spring Street.
Oh.
Calmness Within.
Okay. That's massages?
Yes.
A Calmness Within. Awesome. Love her. Can't say enough good things about him. She hurts, but she's awesome. Yeah.
That's pretty much it. Is there anything else that I didn't touch on relating to Silver Spring that...
No, we'll talk for hours.
Yeah,
okay.
Just about there. I think we covered a lot of ground. Are you comfortable with what you received from us?
Yeah, definitely. I mean,